listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can always send us a text to 2057, email me inbox at realitycheck.radio. And we're continuing our theme of health and what it is to be healthy in the whole. And we're very lucky to be joined from Seattle with Dr. Ali Riza Panipour. How'd I go on your name, Doctor?
Well done. Well done.
Can I call you Dr. Ali Riza?
Absolutely.
It's easier for me. Now, that name is Iranian.
100%. No preservatives, no additives.
And your mum escaped with you when you were 9 to the US, which would have been 1979.
Well, it was 1997, actually.
Oh, okay. After the revolution.
Yeah. Well, revolution happened 1997. That's when we, within days, we fled.
Okay. And, oh my goodness, we've got too much to talk about dentistry, but that's a whole story. But anyway, it's so nice of you to join us. And I was just saying off air that when I was traveling, I stayed with some Iranians and they were the most wonderful, beautiful, kindest, generous people I've ever had the pleasure to meet.
That's very kind of you to say, sir.
It was the truth. I've never been to Iran, but if the people I met traveling were indicative, what a wonderful people and what a tragic history. But tell me, you are what is called, Dr. Ali Riza, a holistic dentist.
Well, I've been called a lot of things, holistic dentist, biological dentist, green dentist. At the end of the day, I like to refer to myself as a conscious dentist. I have trademarked and patented the word systemic dentistry. And I've been practicing this way since 1997. I knew really early in my career that I wasn't going to be the drill it, fill it, bill it type of a dentist. There had to be more to dentistry than I was being taught at in my medical school. So I took it upon myself, and I'm a very curious individual, to continue my education in all aspects of health as it related to dentistry. So when you come to my office with gum disease, tooth decay, TMJ, bite issues, of course, let's say if you have a tooth decay, of course, I have to remove the decay as gently and as properly without causing any damage as possible. Replace that tooth structure with the most biocompatible material available to us. But at the end of the day, what I wanted to know is, why do you have this tooth decay? Is it brushing and flossing? Is it some sort of a nutritional issue? So the way I look at these dental diseases is a chronic issue upon your immune system. What is going on with your body that suddenly out of nowhere you have a tooth decay on this specific tooth? If you're not brushing and flossing, well, let me teach you how to brush and floss properly. And that's usually is never the case. Patients come to me, they floss after every meal, they have 10 different types of a toothbrush. So why do you have this decay? What's going on within your system? So for me, teeth are true barometers of one's health. And that's where the systemic dentistry or biological dentistry or holistic dentistry comes to play. Most of the physicians out there, when you tell them holistic dentistry, they think that I light a few candles, some scent in my practice. I call myself holistic. And when I ask them, do you even know what the word holistic means? They got no clue. So think about whole body dentistry. But that's where my approach is. Of course, I look at all my patients as a physical, energetic, mental, intuitive, spiritual beings. And chronic issues, of course, could be on any of those levels. So it's just a way of taking a step back and looking at the whole body, not just flesh and blood anymore.
That, how does that work for you financially? Because you got this thing where the economic model is you turn up to the dentist, correct, he drills, puts the stuff in, out you go, and you pay a whopping great bill.
Or you have insurance, and your insurance pays
a
portion of it. Yeah.
But with you, you're taking a lot of time to diagnose, not to fix the symptom, the tooth decay, but to diagnose the underlying cause. But that takes time, experience, and therefore you're struggling to be rewarded in that traditional model.
Correct. I really did not get... I'm a pretty smart individual. I'm pretty savvy, curious, hardworking. I did not get into dentistry for the money. There's a lot of other things that I can do. I truly did it for the desire that I had to be able to help people on different levels as it relates to dentistry. So no, I'm not your drill it, fill it, billet type dentist. I don't see
drill 20 it, fill it, billet. That's funny.
Drill I don't it, see it, 20 patients a day. I don't have three hygienists going on. I take care of every patient specifically.
Wow.
The maximum patients I probably might see a day will be anywhere between 3 to 5 patients.
My goodness.
And two to three of those patients will actually be follow-up, post-ops, little adjustments. So I do take my time. I do have multiple offices, one in Los Angeles, California, one in Sacramento, California, and I'm a part of a big conglomerate group in Chihuahua, Mexico. So I travel quite a bit between offices. I'm usually home with my family Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I leave on Wednesdays and I practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I have 3 kids, young kids. So I strive to spend as much time with them as possible. So this kind of works out for me and my lifestyle. Mm.
Is it a thing, holistic dentistry? Am I using what word, what phrase would you like me to use? Is holistic dentistry acceptable, or should I say biological? What should I say to describe?
Let's just call it conscious dentistry.
Conscious. Is it a thing, conscious dentistry? Like, do you have a team? Are there other dentists out there?
I do work with multiple number of different specialties. It's taking me years to find the right people. So if I'm presented with a case that I don't feel comfortable with, that I don't have much experience, of course, I will refer that patient to another professional. For example, an endodontist, a root canal specialist. I don't believe in root canals. I don't believe in them. I don't recommend them. But at the end of the day, I do have to give my patients their options.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the options is to get a root canal. So that's when I refer to a very advanced root canal specialist that uses advanced equipment and understanding of her work. And I'll allow the patient to decide and make that choice. So that's where I work with other dentists.
Wow.
But I do work with a lot of naturopaths, medical doctors, osteopaths, functional medical doctors. So basically, if you present to me that, let's say you are dealing with some sort of an autoimmune issue or Lyme disease, diabetes, cardiovascular issues. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that you're ready for surgery, which means thyroid, adrenals, blood clotting levels, C-reactive protein. All these markers have to be up to par, number one. Number two, during surgery, as I go in there and remove these infections, well, that infection is going to get spread further into the system. Well, how do I protect my patients? Well, antibiotics is one way. Personally, only on my deathbed, I will take antibiotics. Most of my patients do not want to take antibiotics. And from further education, we understand whenever you remove a long-standing infection that your body's been harboring for years, well, the body's pretty happy of getting rid of that infection. But at that time, the body's like, well, what am I going to do next? So as a dentist, I'm limited to my recommendations of these protocols with my patients. So that's why I work with multiple naturopaths, functional medical doctors, gynecologists, you know, what have you, oncologists, across the states, even in abroad, to make sure the patient's ready, protected, and the afterwards. And of course, through my lectures, I constantly lecture on different symposium to other doctors, explaining to them the importance of dental health. For example, how can you get your patient healthy when they are dealing with mercury fillings in their mouth, infected root canals? And let me tell you, all root canals are infected one way or another. So we have a lot of variety of doctors that are reaching out to us. How can I get my patient well when they're dealing with these other issues? So that's where I come in. I'm like the first line of defense. I got to make sure there's no metals, especially mercury, in their teeth, that they're not dealing with any ongoing chronic infections from an infected root canal or an old extraction site that was not done properly or didn't heal properly. Cranial function, which really relates to your oxygenation, lymphatic movement, cranial pulse. So again, that's where I come in. And I'm truly blessed. How did I get to this point? Continuing education. And also meeting these amazing physicians, gurus, medical gurus, that allowed me, saw something in me, and allowed me to sit on their shoulders and see what they see and a little further. So I'm truly thankful to all my mentors, specifically Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, a brother, a friend, a mentor, a teacher. I spent almost about 20 years with this doctor. And he totally changed my view on health. Where I got out of dental school, it was just flesh and blood. He taught me there's more to humanity than that. Of course, 20 years ago, when we talked about chakras and acupuncture points and scar treatments and all these other factors, we were laughed at. But the technology has caught up. Epigenetics has caught up.
Yes.
So all these things are scientifically proven now. So when a patient comes to me, some of my first question is, what is your blood type? What is your diet like? Do you poop every day? How are your cycles? Were you in the military? Do you exercise? Do you have any scars? How many children do you have? To really try to download as much as I can from our patients. Now, imagine a pyramid. On the bottom, you have the physical body. Energetic, mental, intuitive, spiritual. A research was done where they looked at these patients that were good with their spirituality, good with their family, had a good mindset, lived a healthy life, believed in their family, believed in their creator. Everything they did for them was more than 70% effective. But patients who had lost their faith, constantly complained about their mother issue and father issue and boyfriend issue and didn't live a proper healthy life, didn't eat proper food, no matter what they did for them, it was only approximately 30% effective. So if I get a patient that comes to me and I'm the 20th dentist and this patient constantly is running after their disease, after their dis-ease, I'm not sure if I'm going to work with that patient. So I've come to a point to choose the people that I can truly help, people that truly want to help themselves. They just don't want that fast, quick Band-Aid. That's not what I'm about.
You must live in a world of horror in the sense that what you describe with that loss of faith, that lack of responsibility, that poor diet, and bad relationships and family setups, that almost describes a very large chunk of the Western population.
It does. Well, it's interesting enough, you know, up to COVID, when we talked about toxicity of mercury and all these other factors, we were frowned upon. After COVID, the whistleblowers, what the government did, all these truth started coming out. So I feel that we got more recognition into the fact that don't believe everything you see and hear on TV.
Yes.
Do your research. Just there was a research done. They looked at different doctors, medical doctors. The doctors who were a bit overweight kept prescribing medication to their patients. The doctors who were an athlete, fit to cure themselves, prescribed better diet, exercise, et cetera, to their patients.
Wow.
So we learned.
Choose an athletic doctor.
Yes. Well, we learned through this craziness with COVID that you can't trust the government.
No.
You can't trust what you see on TV.
No.
You need to read labels when you go to the market. Yep. You need to look at numbers. Even if they say organic, is it really organic? Mm. Read the fine line. So if that's what it took to get us to this point, then it is what it is.
Well, in some ways, and I'm describing myself, it was a blessing because never again will I trust experts or those in authority.
Correct.
Never again.
Correct.
And I am myself so much more open to, well, this conversation because it's easier for the person in the street just to go with the flow, go to the dentist, fix my tooth, rather than ask tough questions about it. It takes a lot of work. But that COVID experience taught many of us that that's what you have to do for the sake of yourself and your family.
Absolutely. I mean, what really kind of upsets me now is during COVID, when the restaurants were open and we were able to go to restaurants, all the employees, the chef, the waiter, they all wore masks. Because we know as we talk, there is a hidden spray that comes off our mouth. So I really liked that part of it. I really liked the fact that when I got into an airplane, all the seats were clean. All the magazines were taken away. But we have kind of gone back to the old paradigm again. Mm. I hope that So the restaurants that I go to, the people that know me, and I'm very consistent, if you serve me my food with your thumb on my plate, I will freak out. If the person that's making my food is and serving my food is not wearing a mask, I will freak out. Because I'm not going to have you cook my food while you're talking to your peers and you have all this aerosol that is falling on my food. So I'm still very concerned about certain aspects post-COVID. Mm. But again, it did raise quite a bit of awareness.
Mm. Tell me about teeth. You described teeth as the barometer of the body's health.
Correct.
What does that mean? Why are teeth this barometer?
Well, we know that through our arterial, venous, lymphatic, and nervous system, each tooth is connected to a certain part of our body, organ, tissue, different part of the body. So I'll give you a perfect example. I had a dear patient of mine that a Japanese, they own one of the biggest car companies. I'm not going to mention names. And she advised me that her mom is coming from Japan and she is scheduled to get cataracts surgery. And she just wants me to look at her mom. Well, I explained to my patient that I'm not an ophthalmologist, but I'll do my best. So the patient comes in. I'm not with a good attitude because she already had her dentist in Japan and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We do have a chart basically that tells us which tooth, what tooth is connected to what. I looked at my chart and I saw that her left eye, which she was getting a cataract surgery, is connected to her lower bicuspid. I asked her, I said, what's going on with that tooth? Well, she said, well, I have a root canal on that tooth. I'm not taking it out. I've heard about you. Because, you know, the daughter had a couple of infected root canals that I ended up removing. That's a whole nother story. So I said, well, I promised your daughter I'm going to do something for you. So I took an image. From a root canal perspective, the root canal looked really good on the x-ray. But again, a root canal is a dead tissue. A dead tissue invites bacteria, especially bacteria that hates living around oxygen. So through advanced kinesiology, I picked a antiviral, natural, bacterial, and fungal remedies. And I injected around the tooth. I didn't charge her. I said, have a nice day. It was a pleasure to meet you. She left the practice. My next patient came in and I started working with that patient. Suddenly my clinic coordinator's cousin tells me, Dr. Panipour, Mrs. So-and-so wants to talk to you on the phone. I said, well, let her know I'm busy. I'm with another patient. Okay. Next thing I know, there's a figure standing behind me. I turn around and it was the patient. She said, I want this root canal out right away. I said, why? She said, all my symptoms have gone away momentarily.
No way.
So this is what I mean about that connection. So the root canal of being a dead tissue, a negative entity, was affecting the nerves and all the nerves from the, you know, you have your fifth cranial nerve that comes from the brainstem. From there, it goes to the sphenopalatine ganglion, which sits behind your sinus. It's like a big server. And from there, you get nerves to the head, eyes, nose, teeth, lips, etc. So that short circuit on the tooth, on that nerve, was causing an issue with the eyes. Of course, I had her go see a root canal specialist to make sure she knows all her options. The root canal specialist said, you're crazy. This is the most perfect root canal. You don't want to have it extracted. But she was convinced. We took it. She canceled her surgery with the ophthalmologist. We ran her through our protocol to make sure she's ready before surgery, you know, et cetera, et cetera, as I explained earlier. Everything healed nicely. She went back to the ophthalmologist, very prestigious Beverly Hills ophthalmologist. I get a phone call from this ophthalmologist. What kind of witchcraft are you doing over there? I said, well, which craft are you talking about? I know biological medicine. I know systemic medicine. I know acupuncture. And instead of, oh my God, what did you do? This patient had, you know, cataracts. And now within 3 months, she doesn't have cataracts. Talk to me. Explain this to me. I want to learn from you. But he was more pissed off that called me, what kind of witchcraft are you doing over there? So this is what I mean by that connection. If you come to me with a tooth decay on a natural tooth, there's definitely, above and beyond brushing and flossing, pH levels and all that, there's something else going on in your body. And that decay is a manifestation of what's going on in the body.
Because animals don't have dentists.
No.
We see images of poor countries, typically Africa, and you see, or Melanesia, the most beautiful teeth you've ever seen.
Are you familiar with Weston Price? Have you ever heard of him?
I've read his book over and over. Yeah.
So, you know, in his book, during he was a missionary, you know, during his travels, he came upon a few twins.
Yes.
One twin lived in the village, eat good, clean food, good air, nuts, vegetables, fish, proper food, beautiful cranial formation, beautiful smile, big teeth, as where the brother grew up in town. Have processed food, you know, Cheetos and Cocoa Puffs and Coca-Cola and what have you. Cranium was collapsed. Teeth were rotated. Cavity all over the place. I'm sure you saw that in the book. So yes. As a young dentist, when I came upon this book, I said, this is real dentistry. This is the path I want to follow.
He was the only person I've come across who did proper nutritional science.
Absolutely.
Because he had the opportunity and the insight for controlled experiments across generations.
Correct.
And it was that one window of opportunity.
Correct.
In the 1930s.
Now imagine this, sir. Since the 40s, we have about almost four generations of the American public that have been raised on hormones, steroids, contaminated spraying, etc., etc. And each generation, there has been damage to the DNA and the genetics.
Yeah.
And they've kept passing that on. We're seeing more and more children with cranial issues, tongue ties, lack of cranial function, tooth decay, collapsed jaws, and is increasing every year. And that truly breaks my heart. So, you know, I always advise my patients, you know, what is your blood type? What is your diet? You know, are you eating clean food, whole food? Are you taking care of yourself?
So, given I'm fascinated by this, because to a layperson, I read Weston A. Price, and I was rocked to my core. And he was a prestigious dentist. He headed up the dentistry research laboratory.
Correct. I mean, during his time, mercury was banned. You cannot use mercury fillings.
Yeah.
It was Go ahead.
Yeah. And he wrote the textbook.
Correct.
So he was a dentistry guru. He produced this book. I read it over and over. Look at the pictures. The pictures alone tell the story. And then you say, how come this didn't set off a revolution?
I tell you how come. Corporations.
Yeah.
It wasn't profitable. For example, I know probably by after this podcast goes on air, I will probably be attacked by different governmental agencies. It usually happens. The American Dental Association, the American Medical Association are not health organizations. They are trading companies.
Mm.
And they own patents on a variety of their products. Mercury filling is patent. It's owned by the American Dental Association. And I've said this before in many podcasts, is if I go to Enron for my health.
Oh, you must despair.
Well, you know, when I started talking about mercury, and this is in late 1990s when I started talking about it, I can't believe you the way I was attacked. There's actually gag laws in a lot of states here in the United States that is a gag law that a dentist cannot tell you there's mercury in those silver fillings. I think it's called gag law number 14. And we talk about freedom of speech, and they will come after you. They did come after me, attempt to take my license away.
So much for the First Amendment.
Yes, endangering. It's a joke. I'm sorry to say this.
Yeah.
I love this country. If it wasn't because of this country, I would never be able to get student loans, go to school, me and my brother become doctors, have families. I could never do this anywhere else. So I love this country.
Mm, I love America.
But unfortunately, it's become this, well, you know, I don't want to get into the politics. I have my views. I'm sure you have your views, and maybe that's another lecture for another day. But one thing I want to pass it on to all your audiences, make sure you do your research. When I get a phone call from a patient in, I don't know, Zimbabwe or another state, Kentucky or, you know, North Carolina, you know, I have four kids. I can't come to you. How do I know who to go to? Every dentist has a nice website and good reviews. I don't know who to go to. I said, ask for their CV, curriculum vitae. Let's say if you need surgery done, when was the last time that dentist had a 3, 4, 5-day course in oral surgery? If you want to get a filling done, when was the last time that dentist took a class on restorative materials? So this is what I tell them. I've done lectures in front of hundreds of dentists when I ask them, when was the last time any of you took a continuing education course in certain protocols, certain procedures? Maybe out of 300, one or two raised their hand.
My goodness.
So we dentists, physicians, they tend to learn more from their vendors, from the guy who's selling them the products,
mm-hmm.
which are, you know, there's a lot of toxicity in dentistry, especially with the materials that's available to us. So again, ask questions, raise your awareness. That is my recommendation to your listeners. And make sure, again, you read, you research. And thank God for the internet.
Thank God for the internet. And thank goodness for COVID in so many ways, because it has awoken many of us and opened us up. Because like I said, I read Dr. Weston A. Price's book with his wonderful wife, and I thought, how could it be that the entire medical and dental profession has been built on the wrong edifice?
Don't forget the insurance companies now.
Yeah.
Don't forget the insurance companies.
Dollars are just whipping around in the system. And you're the poor smuck turning up, opening your mouth and getting some mercury thrown into your mouth, and out you go on your way, and everyone's been enriched and you think you're fixed.
Absolutely.
Tell me about teeth and the typical things, what fillings do, traditional fillings, to a tooth and to the body, and also what a root canal does to the body. Okay. I'm fascinated by that.
So there is the concept of the way they taught us how to prepare a tooth for a filling in dental school. It's very crude. It's very aggressive. But there are other schools of thought. One is biomimetic dentistry, not biological, biomimetic dentistry, which teaches us conserve as much tooth structure as possible, use the most advanced materials out there to restore that tooth, and avoid crowns at any cost. Because what we're seeing is that, and what I saw in dental school, you get a little filling becomes a bigger filling becomes a bigger filling, then becomes a root canal, then the tooth gets extracted, you get a bridge, bridge fails, and you get a denture. It's a vicious cycle. We know that 87% of all teeth that get crowned end up needing a root canal. So one really needs to educate themselves in different parts of dentistry, such as ozone gas in dentistry. Dr. Edward Lynch out of University of Warwick, England, is one of the founders of ozone in dentistry, and he's also one of my mentors. I can't tell you how many teeth I've saved by carefully and properly and safely using ozone in dentistry. With ozone gas applied properly, I can oxidize up to 1.1 millimeter of decay, which in dentistry, that's a lot. My preparation of the tooth are much more conservative than what they taught us in dental school. So when you have a virgin tooth, for example, and you have cavity in the middle, no matter, even if the cavity is little itty bitty cavity, they want us to drill at least 2 millimeters of the isthmus of that center groove to be able to pack our mercury filling in. When you do that, all the elasticity of the tooth is gone. So basically, by being more aware, using proper materials, we're able to be more conservative so the patient doesn't keep coming back needing another filling, another filling, another filling. And of course, as far as dental material, yes, biocompatible material is a beautiful word, but truly there's nothing 100% biocompatible out there. Unless I take a diamond, spend, and I've done this, spend about 4 hours and fit it into that area with a loss of tooth. There's nothing 100% biocompatible. So it's just paying attention to, of course, you want to avoid mercury. We know that the mercury is the second most toxic substance on our periodic table. After plutonium, number one, mercury is number two.
Goodness.
Honestly, I don't need to see any research. I don't need to see any peer-reviewed paper on this matter. It's just common sense. Mercury is the second most toxic substance on our periodic table. How could any of it be safe? End of story. So I don't need to be proven anything. I can just see it for myself. Now, there's a lot of tooth-colored fillings, which we refer to as composites out there, that they're full of BPA, methylmethacrylate, and polymethacrylate. Of course, the materials that are much more cleaner are much more expensive. So you can go to a regular dentist, get a one surface filling done for, let's say, $125. Let's say $15 of that is the material that the dentist buys. So the dentist will do anything they can to reduce their overhead so they can make more money. With me, it's the other way around. My material is almost 75% of the cost of the filling. Because I buy much better, much more expensive, much cleaner material than the guy next door to me.
So, listening to our show will be parents and grandparents here in New Zealand, and they will be freaking out. Not for themselves.
Absolutely. For their grandchildren.
For their children and their grandchildren. And they'll say, oh my God, what do I do?
Well, what I'm telling you is not a secret. All you got to do is just Google it. You know, just go on search, DuckDuckGo, what have you, and all the information is out there. Why would I want to put a filling material in my body that is full of methylmethacrylate, polymethacrylate, BPA, that off gases, and we know that these molecules are responsible for cancer? Why would I want to do that? I wouldn't.
No, nor would I. So I won't want to do it to my kids.
I'd rather pay a little bit extra or a lot extra to see a confident, conscious dentist, knowing that they're going to use cleaner materials, do it the proper way, and that filling is going to last me much, much longer than the old drilled, filled, billet mentality. Now, you asked about root canals. Let's take a step back. Early 1990s, we were taught that there's over 350 different types of bacteria in our saliva, in our body, at all the time. Some good, mostly bad. Fast forward 20 years later, the science, the research showed us there's over 2,000 different types of bacteria, virus, and fungus. They all live in these colonies that's called biofilm. We're just going to call it biofilm. So biofilm is what causes plaque and calculus. Biofilm is what causes tooth decay. Biofilm is what we find in root canals and infection sites. And also we know that Lyme hides within biofilm. Again, that's another show, Lyme and dentistry. So, and biofilm hates oxygen. They're anaerobic. They hate oxygen. So when you have, and a tooth is like a sponge. Imagine a sponge, and that's your tooth. You have about 3 to 4 miles of tunnels that live within a tooth.
No.
Yeah. They call them dental tubules. So these biofilm, these buggers, get attracted to this area of no oxygen. They start embedding themselves deep within those tubules. and the body starts reacting to it. So that tooth now becomes a chronic issue for your immune system. It'll be the most perfect root canal. It'll take at least 2 to 3 years for it to actually show that inflammation on a dental x-ray. But your body's already dealing with it. Now some of the new research says that all living organisms poop, right? You, me, dog, cat, bacteria, virus. The poop from biofilm has been proven to be an endotoxin to the system. So if you come to me and you're dealing with some sort of a chronic autoimmune issue and you have root canals, my recommendation would be to get rid of them right away, properly, carefully, with a set protocol. But if you're an athlete, you come to me, you have a root canal, yes, I will give you your options, show you the research, guide you the right path, and let you make that decision yourself. But see, with me and the stage that I am in my practice, people that come to me, they already know what they need.
Yeah.
Because we've already done the research.
Seeking you out.
Correct. They just want someone that does it properly.
It's pretty mind-blowing, Doctor. I'm sitting here reeling. I should say, you're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. I'm talking with conscious dentist, Dr. Ali Rizzi Panipour from the United States. And he's dropping truth bombs left, right, and center. And he must be over the target because he's under attack. Which is extraordinary, because you think as a doctor and a man of medicine, taking good care of his patients, he would be venerated. But what he's explaining is that we're living in a system driven by profit, money, and corporations.
Absolutely.
And so he's under attack, let alone tells you everything that you really need to know.
Look at all the doctors during COVID that spoke against it.
Yeah.
How they were frowned upon, how they lost their licenses. I think there was a study done that out of 100 medical doctors in the United States, only like 14, 15 of them actually read the research. The rest just believe the emails that the EPA and all those other organizations send them. My question is, excuse my language, where the f*** is Fauci?
Yeah.
Where is he hiding right now?
Yeah.
Because I'm personally looking for him.
Oh, he is evil. And I read Robert Kennedy's book on him.
Oh, one of my heroes.
Yeah. Me too. And you realize this wasn't a one-off thing.
No,
Robert Kennedy is a hero. He is a true patriot. I wonder too, you talked about that pyramid.
Yes.
And you need that pyramid to be complete, to be strong and brave.
Well said.
And absent that pyramid, you can't be courageous and stand on principle. And that's most of us now, including doctors. And what you're doing takes extreme courage and fortitude, because doing the right thing now is to be brave. I got the figures in New Zealand for you. We have 18,000 doctors, registered doctors. 200 spoke out. through COVID? 1%.
1%.
And I think back, you ask yourself, in periods of history, would you be the one that did the right thing? And you always think, yeah, I would. But we're not. Because it's easier to look back in history and see what is the right thing. And I'm thinking of those overweight doctors writing prescriptions and eating poorly. Tell me, there was a particular overweight doctor who was in the government on TV a lot with a beard. And he looked the most unhealthy person I'd seen on TV. And he was telling Americans and the rest of the world what they should be doing. And he looked like a walking heart attack. I can't think of his name. And this is part of it too, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you don't take care of yourself, if you are over-medicating yourself, and that's with alcohol, pills, what have you, how could you take care of others?
Mm.
As I told you, like the first research, the overweight doctors kept giving prescription. Yes. The more conscious, athletic, fit, focused on nutrition, exercise, lifestyle.
Mm.
So if you come to me and you're spending thousands of dollars of getting conscious dentistry done, but you go home and eating Domino's pizza and Coca-Cola and, you know, puff muffins or whatever, I mean, there's not much I can do for you.
Mm. Mm.
And I don't know what you do when you go home.
No.
All I know is, like, I had a patient of mine, a daughter of a very prominent actor, and young lady, I started seeing around 16 years of age. Her father brought her in. And every 6 months when she would come in, she would have tooth decay. So I asked her, I said, well, you know, we've talked about brushing. We talked about flossing. I know you have a private chef at home that cooks you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I have spoken to him about minerals and electrolytes and greens and omegas. So I know you're eating well, but what's going on with you? Why are you keep getting tooth decay? He's like, because I don't brush and floss. I have you. You can always take care of it. Well, the next day I wrote a letter to the father that I will not be able to accept this patient any longer. So it goes both ways, you know?
Good on you.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when you get a patient that comes in every 6 months with the same problem, then I have let that patient down. And there's nothing more I can do for that patient, honestly, if this patient is not following proper protocol of taking care of yourself. No, I have you. You can always fix it for me.
That's what we would describe as a little bit entitled.
Correct. Again, daughter of a very prominent actor.
Rich.
And, you know, they can get away with anything if they choose to. Well, not in my practice.
No. No.
And believe me, no other dentist will ever do that. Actually, they like it when they see you with tooth decay and broken crowns because that's money. For me, it's the other way around.
You left Iran when you were 9.
Correct.
Do you feel very strongly Iranian and Persian?
I'm sorry, repeat that again?
Do you feel very strongly Iranian and Persian? Like, do you feel that running through your blood?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My heritage, my culture, my faith, it all comes from where I'm from, what I was born into, my parents and their parents and their parents and their parents.
Mm.
So when I stand up in front of a crowd, when I'm being attacked by these governmental agencies, my thoughts of where I come from is what keeps me standing.
And that's the pyramid.
That's the pyramid. And also, remember, why, again, I don't want to get political, but what happened to my country was due to corporations and oil.
Yes.
So at a very young age, I've seen what these corporations can do to you.
Mm.
I lost my home. I had to flee my home. I saw family members assassinated by the new Muslim regime. So when I'm, as a young man, becoming a doctor, you're telling me that mercury is okay? Where I had to take all these science courses in order to get to dental school? Biology, histology, physiology, chemistry, organic chemistry, genetics. All these classes had one thing in common, the periodic table.
Yeah.
And now that I'm in dental school, you're telling me the second most toxic substance, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Mm.
No, and it's not okay. I am going to worry about it.
And courage.
Absolutely. Well,
you know, would you describe yourself as Iranian or Persian?
Well, you could be Armenian-Iranian, you could be Jewish-Iranian, you could be Baha'i-Iranian. So, yes, I am from Iran. And when we talk about the name Iran, Iran, Aran, Arian. So I am the true Arian.
Mm.
But the Persia is more of a faith culture that has been embedded to me.
Okay. Well, it has been an honor.
Oh, no, the honor's mine, sir.
And a blessing to talk with you. It has been amazing for us for this brief hour to climb on the shoulders of your mentors. And with your work, see a little bit further than even they saw. And it's also reinforced for us that we need to be self-responsible and brave, because we can't just say they're the expert, we'll take their word for it.
We all saw that during the COVID. We all saw it.
We saw it. We saw them lie and lie and lie and pile lie on top of lies. And you're thinking, if they can lie so easily, so obviously, so readily, they're practice liars.
Absolutely.
We have been talking with Dr. Ali Rizzi Panipour, a conscious dentist. Oh my goodness. Let's hope he produces a whole school of conscious dentists and makes for a better world. Because, goodness, we need it. You're on Rally Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. You can send us a text at 2057. You can email me at inbox@rallycheck.radio. And truly, we are blessed with the station and with these guests.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.